birthday. Lots of fun lined up for you today. Lots of good music. Hello, how about the gee?
What are you doing picking on Jesse Jackson for?
Who's picking? What are you picking? I'm congratulating.
I can tell by the tone of your voice that you got something coming up later on today. That's the problem with you ex-grunts, you know. Nobody can talk about anything. If there's a problem in the world, we got to fight about it. We can't sit down and talk about it like reasonable, intelligent human beings. We got to eviscerate somebody somewhere in the middle of a jungle, right?
You got it, buddy. You got it. There's nothing that feels better than letting a bayonet go in up to the hilt.
I'll tell you, Grease, I think I know why your marriage was a living hell. It's because you were just the way you are, buddy. I'll tell you what. As bad as Estelle must have been, I'll bet she left you. I'll bet she left you.
You think Estelle walked out on me?
I think she did. Even being the fat pig wench that she was, I'll bet she left you.
The fat pig stinking wench.
I'll bet she just couldn't handle you, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe you got a point. Maybe it was all my fault. Yeah, I'd come home drunk. Many's the Christmas I grabbed the Christmas tree and toppled it over in a drunken haze. She'd be there with her parents baking cookies as I came crashing in, knocking everyone out of my way. She might have been able to forgive me for beating up her daddy like that. She might have been able to forgive me for beating up her brother. But I don't think she'll ever forgive me to this day for what happened, for what I did to her sister. It was an accident, I screamed, an accident! But since that time, Estelle has refused to speak to me. You see, her sister, Dolores, was being systematically abused by her husband. And one day there was a tremendous fight. He ended up falling over backwards on a knife that had been placed in the dryer by the sink. The knife went in his back and came out his front, and Dolores saw it. She was the one that pushed him. She was battered and bruised, her lips were swollen, her eyes blackened. The man had been arrested before, and so when she cheerfully explained to the police that she pushed him over backwards and he landed on the knife, no one doubted her claim. The problem was that as she saw the knife come through, and right after she explained what had happened to the police, she drifted into a hysterical state and became comatose. She had no real brain injury, but the terror of seeing that happen caused her to just sit staring. I mean, you could crash cymbals next to her head and she wouldn't blink. She was, for all practical purposes, a vegetable, but it was induced by the horror, by the trauma of seeing what she saw. And so she was eventually institutionalized, and we, the family members, all took turns talking to her, because the doctor said it is possible to bring someone out of a state like that if they hear familiar voices. You keep talking and talking, and eventually they come out of the depths of their mind, and once again their eyes lock into focus. They stop just staring, and they once again join the land of the living. And so we all went there in shifts, and it was a job I gladly did, because I liked her sister. We got along well. Oftentimes, before her marriage turned sour, we double date. And it was during my time reading to her that it happened. I was in there and Estelle was in the waiting room. She went to get some coffee and have a smoke, and she was talking to the doctors. When suddenly they heard a scream, a little bit of a commotion. They came running into the room, and there she was, staring out the window, her jaw slackened, her eyes even more gone. They looked at me and said, "My God, what happened? What happened?" I thought any day now she'd snap out of it. It was looking like she was having moments of brief lucidity. We heard a scream. What the hell happened? I said, "Well..." They shook me. They said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, I was reading her this Harold Robbins novel, and I got kind of fired up about it, so I put the book down to enjoy Rosie for a second, and wouldn't you know, she happened to come around, look at me, screamed. Turned out she was unconscious for another 4 months."
If you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
Hey!
He's the Grease Man, DC 101.